Iraq's seat at the UN this week is occupied by a delegation from its interim government. The delegation is meeting with world leaders working toward agreement on when full control should be handed over to the Iraqi people. Iraq's interim foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, is part of these negotiations, and he says Iraqis would like self-rule as soon as possible.
In our view, no party is more concerned, more interested to gain their sovereignty and full independence than the Iraqi people themselves. But at the same time, the situation is complex. Really, it's not black and white. I think that has to be through some mechanism to be gradual, but to do it as soon as possible. I think the more you empower the Iraqi people in terms of responsibilities, the closer you will get to attend that.
Both the greater internationalization of the reconstruction of Iraq, which you favor, and a greater role for the Iraqis, which you obviously favor, both diminish the appearance and the reality of the American dominance in Iraq right now. Is that important to you? Is it important for the credibility of the interim government that the United States not appear to be the real authority in Baghdad?
Well, in fact, the Iraqi people are grateful to what President Bush, Prime Minister Blair, and the coalition have done to liberate them from this tyranny and these decades of evilness.
But we hear a but coming on right now.
That's right. But at the same time, definitely the presence of foreign troops on Iraq is not going to last forever. There is a time for that. And the moment the Iraqi can take control of their destiny, I think there would be no need for any foreign troups on their soil.
How soon do
but
you think
their
that
presence,
might,
yeah. Their presence, let me make this point, is very significant now. It's very important, really, to deter any intervention from Iraq's neighbor. This external security, I think, can only be maintained by the coalition, since you don't have any established Iraqi army or security capacities on the ground. While we believe the internal security really can be turned gradually, let's say, to the Iraqi themselves to take care, I think they will do a better job. So for that, I think the commitment for the U.S. troops is not open-ended. There has to be a limit where those brave men and women can come back to their families.
What do you think that limit should be?
How long? I would like to see them back as soon as possible, but this may be within a year to 2 years, I would say.
You think a year, 2 years from now, you think it is actually possible to think in terms of U.S. forces pulling out of Iraq?
I think the bulk of these forces will come back sooner than that, but there is a need for some presence of the U.S. forces, maybe in different format and shapes, to remain in the country as a deterrent force until the new Iraqi army security are established.
Are we Americans in danger of wearing out our welcome? Are Iraqi citizens, not people who are involved in the government, and perhaps not people who are involved in the Kurdish self-governing region up north, but are they starting to resent our military force there?
Not really. This is not widespread. I mean, those acts, these attacks, aimed at the American forces are coming from a minority and isolated, and even it's not that organized as many people think. It's coming basically from the remnants of the defeated Ba'athist regime here and there, and in one area, in one geographical location. It's not widespread throughout the country, and from those foreign terrorists who have come and who have rallied to settle their scores, to target and attack Americans and Iraqis at the same time in Iraq.
Well, Hoshyar Zebari, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.
Hoshyar Zebari, who is the interim foreign minister of Iraq, spoke to us from our bureau in New York.